2, 1.
Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade.
I'm just grateful that I wasn't born Rossi.
Pretty Malik.
There's nothing more satisfying than picking those blackheads off my husband's back.
And Big Rossi.
I was stuck in the Antarctic with you, Chris. Me. I would wear your underwear.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Thank you so much. You bring us so much energy and happiness every day. We love you guys.
This is the biggest show.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh yeah, hello mum, hello dad, live at 6:02. Good morning. What are we, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Only
Tuesday.
Tuesday. How you feeling, mate?
Oh, okay, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I trapped a nerve in my left leg, though.
Well, let him go.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I was getting out of the bath.
She traps.
Such a terrible joke.
I walked into the studio this morning and I see Rossi lying on the ground and... I mean, you know what? That's not unusual, actually, though. Like,
it's
that's
not.
Not an unusual thing. And then I say, you're
well,
all right.
Well, I have done this before. And it comes and goes. But do you know, like, in the bottom of your back there, like type of nerve thing down the bottom?
Let me get in there for you, mate. I'll get in there. I gave him a little bit of a stretch. I don't know if it
did help, actually. It has helped.
So how did you do this? This is what an 80-year-old would say.
I could feel it coming on for a couple of days, actually. And then it just happened. Today I was standing on my left leg.
Yeah.
I put my left leg out of the bath, trying to swing my right leg out. And then the nerve has just got trapped. So,
You said you could feel it coming as well.
Yeah, I know it's coming.
Feel it coming. I feel it coming.
Oh, wait to hear the crack of the nerves, huh?
I feel it coming.
Nerves don't crack.
Yeah, nerves don't crack.
The bones do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, the bones do.
Well, I'm all right. Yeah, I'll be all right. I've had a couple of Volta in there.
I mean, it's 6:04 in the morning. You've already popped in the painkillers, the anti-inflammatories. It's not good, mate.
I have to, though.
All right. Maybe I'll give you a little massage later.
Ooh, hopefully.
Where's the massage gun?
I took it home.
Yeah, we had one in the studio. Where's that?
That would have totally saved you right now.
No, I would have got in there for you.
I asked Liz to do that, but she doesn't like it.
What, she doesn't like giving you a massage?
Well, yeah, she doesn't like...
Hey, babe, I'm not into it, babe.
No, she doesn't like using that gun.
Say it again.
I'm not into it, babe. I'm not, I don't like it. Does she give you a massage
Ay,
with
caramba.
A...
caramba!
Does she give it with a...
That's Brianna.
He's being stereotypical Mexican woman. I'm being stereotypical Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpudlian.
How does my fiance sound?
Hey, Chris, Chris, you know, I don't want to do that, Chris.
What's that?
That sounds nothing like B.
Does Liz, your wife, does she like to give you... Because I find, like, our partners aren't into... I love a good back scratch, right?
I love it. I have to get my kids to do it. Give them money.
I get the kids now giving me a back scratch, right? But if I ask Brianna sometimes, it's always like, she'll do it, but I'll get the...
Yeah.
And so then when she's doing the back scratch, I'm not relaxed because now I'm like, I know she doesn't want to do it. So then I'm like, all right, that's it. And sometimes I get like 30 seconds and like she'll just stop. I'm like, yo, this ride just began.
Yeah,
this
I know.
This ride just began.
Does she not know the amount of people who will give their right arm to scratch your
go
back?
Go away. I
say that sometimes to her, Ross. I go, there'd be a line of people wanting to scratch my back, babe, all right?
Can I guess what she says?
What?
Go get them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she just laughs and says, absolutely, that's a lie.
If you would like to scratch Chris's back, please. Inbox him.
Yeah, come here. We'll get you a PCR test so you can come into the studio. You can scratch my back all day. Oh, that'd be so... Back scratches are like...
This is the weirdest start to our show this week.
You know when you go to a mall sometimes? Not so much in these malls and here in the UAE, but you know that they set up little massage parlors?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can just go to the mall and lay down and you get, like...
You do a 15-minute...
Yeah, get a quick 15 minutes for, like, $180.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always a person going, come. Like, I would do little back scratching.
Yeah. It's a good
idea.
There's
an idea.
Like, imagine just being out front of Carrefour at the Mall of Emirates, and they've got a little closed-off area. It's like back scratches, you know, 10 minutes for 50 dirhams.
And also, like... That's a good idea. Those ones that are on the stick.
Yeah.
They're not the same. They're just not the same.
Wait. You don't want the stick. You want someone's hand on your back.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I would expect a woman would have to have it because they've got the good nails.
You want the nails.
Yeah, it's all about the nails, you know.
Wow.
This is a very strange conversation.
I wonder if Eddie's into it.
It reminds me of the incident with you two at the Thailand airport.
and a massage.
Yeah, remember you and I? We're getting a massage in Thailand at the airport.
Are we bringing up Thailand? Are we, Eddie?
Only that part of Thailand.
What happened in Thailand stays in Thailand.
That's right. We have to watch out. All right, listen. Let's kick off the show. We've got a great show lined up. A pilot has been flying for 45 years, and he took his final journey just yesterday.
Yes, flying into Dubai.
And he's done a little bit of a tribute. He's actually, when I heard about this, I don't cry, but I got really emotional. I was like, wow, that is such a beautiful little thing.
It is amazing.
And I cannot wait to share this with you. I've got the game show within the show coming up, which is great. So get ready. I'm going to challenge Pretty and Rossi and you if you're listening as well. So there's a lot going on. The pop quiz returns at 7:10. We gave it away yesterday. Maybe we can do it again today.
Let's just keep doing it.
All right. So let's have some fun today. First caller of the morning. Anyone, any takers this morning? Anybody want to join us on the show? Be our first caller. Ruler, good morning, our first caller.
Good
How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I'm good, thank you. I'm great.
What are you doing?
What am I doing at the moment?
Yeah.
I'm going back home from the gym.
Already, 6:10.
Ruler.
Already a gym Too return.
Too much.
Yes, I'm doing the F45 challenge. It's my second day.
Ooh, if you don't know F45, great place to work out, by the way.
Yes.
And so what's the challenge? I think you have to do so many consecutive days in a row, isn't it?
Yeah, as many as you can. So yesterday I did 2 sessions, 1 in the morning, 1 in the evening.
Good on you.
Yes.
And today I'm going to only do 1 session because it was a very tough cardio.
You're doing 1 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon?
No, just yesterday because it was a full body resistance workout. I did 1 at 5 in the morning and 1 at 6 p.m.
Today
I just do the cardio and in the evening I'll do a yoga class to relax and stretch.
Good on you. Nice. Yeah, don't burn out. Don't push yourself too much. Remember, it's a marathon. It's not a short race here.
I want to win this challenge.
Does anybody do like 45 days?
I'm not sure. I don't think it's recommended. You need at least 1 day off, you know, just to relax all your muscles. There are a lot of push-ups, a lot of squats, a lot of lunges. It's exhausting.
Yeah, rest. You got to have that rest day. Well, good on you. You already motivated all of us. Well done. Have a great day and get that rest as well, huh?
Thank you. You too. Have a great day.
What an absolute superstar.
Seriously.
Little Tima, 10 years old. Tima's joined us. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So what are you up to? Where are you going?
I'm actually going to the hospital now.
What's wrong?
Because I'm having surgery to take this wire out of my arm.
Oh, man. You're going to have surgery today? What are you taking out?
There's a wire in my arm.
There's a wire.
Did you break it and they put it back together?
Yep.
And so now you got to take the wire out because it's all healed, huh?
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm kind of nervous but excited at the same time.
It'll be cool. Don't worry. They'll put you to sleep, right, just for a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been put to sleep like 7 times, you know. It's not bad. Like, you'll enjoy it. So don't. The only thing I reckon that you're going to be a little bit freaked out about is just you get that first little needle in your hand. You know that little one, that little butterfly needle?
Yeah.
But it's so small and you don't really feel it. So just know that that's the only thing that you'll feel. All right. The whole day today will be that one. And it's like they call it the butterfly one because it's so, so small and you barely feel it going in. All right.
Yeah.
All right, you're too cool. Aww. You're going to be good. You let us know how you go, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Who's taking you to the hospital?
My mom.
Okay, cool. Mom will be there the whole day with you hanging out, all right? She'll make sure everything goes well.
Okay.
All right. Aww. Take care. Stay strong.
You'll be fine.
Thank you.
All right, bye, Tima. You do it. You call us. You call us when it's all done, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Oh, little Tima. We'd be nervous. We'll take one more real quickly. Greg, hey, first caller of the morning. Yes. We love this segment. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Pretty. Good morning, Rossi.
There we go.
I just wanted to share you the first thing we should do every day is to drink a glass of fresh water.
Yeah.
And we had an interesting discussion yesterday on the show. And, you know, I'm co-founder of a company called Hawa Water.
Okay.
And we take water from humid air here in the UAE. We put it into glass bottle.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw some articles the other day about, like, even just the air on the outside goes into this machine, right, the humidity, and then it turns it into fresh water, drinking water.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, and that's we put it into glass returnable bottles. So for hotel, restaurant, coffee shop, it's fantastic. No waste, no plastic. So and obviously for the UAE, we need a new water source, obviously. So this is initiative just been launched with all the supports, and I glad to send you some bottle across so you guys can test it.
Yeah, send some through. Send them through to the studio. We'll have. There's always good water here. We drink so much water. I've already had about half a liter today as well, so I know it's early. I think it's. You're right. What's the company's name called? What is it?
It's called Hawa Water.
Hawa.
Hawa, like hair.
Ah, Hawa Water. Okay. Nice.
It's a local brand. It's Hawa Water.
Awesome stuff, mate. Well done. Giving back to the environment and making sure that we all stay hydrated, which is so important, right?
Yes, we will do. Have a great day, guys. Have a great show.
God bless you, mate. Well done.
Au revoir.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate. There it is. I mean,
what a variety.
What a call. Three calls this morning. We got, going to the gym, surgery, and a co-founder of a water company.
Brilliant.
Love this show.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have we got?
Jennifer Lopez is honestly just killing it. She has just inked a multi-year first look deal with Netflix. This is huge. She has a company, if you didn't know, called New Yorkin Productions, and they're going to be producing both scripted and unscripted movie and TV content for the coming years. So think she may be starring in a few of them. She may only be producing some of them, but it's a lot of money, and she's going to be great. Yeah.
J-Lo nonstop for J-Lo.
Yeah, I love that about her. Let's go on to Cruella. Now, this movie has only been in theaters for 2 weeks.
It is good. I've watched it.
I see the shorts for this. No, I don't. Is this them?
Emma Stone.
Yeah, Emma Stone. That's right.
The prequel to 101 Dalmatians.
They got rid of something in that movie.
Yes. We could say it.
What? I forget now.
The cigarette.
Yeah, so you know the old 101 Dalmatians, the lady, she's always smoking that cigarette.
In that plastic thing.
In that plastic thing, yeah. They've got rid of it for 2021.
Yeah, they did get rid of that, but it's only been, out for 2 weeks about? 2 to 3 weeks?
Yeah.
They already are working on a sequel.
It is a good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Did you watch it in theaters or on Disney Plus?
Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, okay.
Yeah.
Or did you illegally download it, Rossi?
Of course.
That's what I felt like he was going to say.
No, Disney Plus.
Because it's available in both, but it looks like it's going to be one of those, like...
So what if that's going to be the future now, though?
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get the option to go to the cinema or watch it at home?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, so it's available... Now, I know in the States it's like $30 or something like that as a premium if you want to watch it immediately. But obviously it's in theaters as well. But I think theaters are going to slowly open back up.
Yeah, well, theaters are doing a great job. I mean, as much as I love watching a movie at home, there is nothing better than that theater experience.
Well, totally. If you want to go out for a date night, yeah.
Yeah, get the popcorn, get all that ready to go.
Yeah, and finally, so if you didn't see, Beyonce and Jay-Z were at an NBA game. They were at a Brooklyn Nets game the other day. And there were a lot of photos of them. And over the years, if you look at photos of Beyonce and Jay-Z, they always seem to be touching in some manner, whether Jay-Z has his hands on her leg, their feet are touching, whatever it is. And Tina Knowles, Beyonce's mom, put up like an appreciation post saying like, oh, they're so in love. It's so cute that they always feel like they need to be touching. Well, someone decided to say, does Beyonce have social anxiety? Is that why Jay-Z is always keeping one hand on her? It's a strange conclusion to come to, but I guess,
totally,
it happens. Well, Tina decided to come out and say, so comical, people saying she has anxiety in public and that's why he touches her. You can turn something good and healthy into something that is not. Stop that. But if you do have anxiety, it's fine. But just in this case, Beyonce does not have social anxiety.
She does not have social anxiety, and that's why her husband always has to touch her.
Like, you're like that, right? Like, you always like to hold Brianna's hand. Like,
always like to hold the hand or put the hand on the lap or something like that. You know what I mean?
It's good connection. It's nice when we go to the games.
Rossi and I.
You always touch. Hand. Always
Rossi,
touch.
Get off me. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home front.
All right, so we're playing a game like Celebrity Head. If you don't know, heads up.
Yeah.
You can download a game. Ellen DeGeneres did it, right?
And she's genius.
And it's a cool little game. You can play at home, play in the office, wherever it is. So to explain how it works is you've got your phone out, Ross. It's the app. You're going to hold it a little like a name above your head. You won't be able to see what it is.
Yeah.
Let's say it's a topic and the word comes up. Summer, I've got to try to explain to you the word that I'm seeing on top of your head.
Without saying summer.
Without saying the actual word that it is.
Yeah. And there are different categories in the game, too.
Yeah,
like, there's
exactly.
acted out where you can't talk, or there's movie-related stuff. Today, okay. what's the category we're going with?
Accents and impressions.
This Accents and impressions is the topic?
Yeah.
This is where it all goes wrong.
Okay. So, I'll put it on my head, or do you want to...
Yeah, hold on a second. I don't want to get in no trouble.
Exactly. This is where it all goes wrong. Just, I always tell Rossi, don't do this category.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, I'm just going to say, if it's an accent or an impression, I don't want anyone to be offended.
Well, just skip it if you think it's...
Well, if, for example, if Australia came up, you'd go, g'day, mate, here you going.
Or like, you would just talk normally.
I'm not... Yeah, I wouldn't be offended by that. Right?
Right.
But I just want to make sure, like, if, you know, Russia comes up and the next thing you know, I'm going like, I can't even do it.
You can't even do it.
That's what I mean. I don't want to. Yeah.
The problem is Chris is not great with languages, so he's not able to.
A lot of his accents.
I speak of the good English.
They don't sound right, the accents.
Yeah. Okay, go Ross. Rossi and I, let's see how we go.
It's 60 seconds, right? Each round.
I'm explaining.
Okay, go.
Oh, wait, start again, because I want to get the volume on.
Sorry. So Rossi does, just a heads up, Rossi doesn't know how to move his phone around, so I wish you luck.
Okay,
here we go. Here we go, Ross. Okay, 60 seconds. You keep time as well. 3, 2, and go.
Go.
Says place on full hood. Get ready. 3, 2, 1.
All right, come on, Chris.
Yeehaw!
Cowboy.
Oh, yeehaw!
American.
Yeah. Oh,
Texas.
Yes.
He did it.
Hey, I used to be
Sean Connery.
Yes.
Good job, Rossi.
Hey, dilly do, neighbors.
Ned Flanders.
Yes.
Good job, Rossi.
Go again. Flip it down. Flip it down. So, I'd like to have some biltong. Is this
South African?
Yes, South African.
You're doing it. Amazing. You're doing so
well. Flip it again,
dude. The
flip it quickly. You don't know how to
flip the phone. Flick it. Dude,
he can't flick it. Is it just stuck? It's I've lost. It's not flipping. This
on me back. Go on.
He's put his back out. Flipping.
Just flip.
It won't flip.
No.
Go up.
No.
Okay. Dude, yeah. Okay.
Pass. Hello, mate. I'm football. I like football.
Me.
Yeah. British.
I'll give you that.
Oh, that was bad. Sorry. It's this phone.
Well, we actually did pretty well. Five. We did pretty well together.
That was really good. Okay. Five.
All right. Let me have a go with pretty here.
All right.
Wait. You're going to do it.
Okay. Do you want my phone or
No.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay. You got it?
I have it.
Okay. All right. Pretty.
Don't you like
I don't want your phone. Okay.
Five. Rossi. Let's see if I can do
it. Okay. Get ready. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, my name is Enrique de Mata.
Italian?
No.
Spanish.
Yes, Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, we just did Sean Connery. I don't know why they came up again. Go. So, what are my favorite TV shows?
Seinfeld.
Yeah,
his
full name.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
How boy, that tickles.
Elmo.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's all his impressions.
Cookie Monster. Yoda.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, he's beating me.
Je m'appelle Chris.
French.
Yes.
Oh.
Hotel.
Come on.
What?
Better.
Hey, nice to meet you. I gotta have a soda, please. I only eat this when I go. When I'm in
American.
In and out.
Oh, California.
Yeah, Californian.
Yeah.
Hi, Dilly Do neighbors. Ned Flanders again.
Ned
next
Flanders.
One.
Okay.
Life was like a box of chocolates.
Oh, what's his name? Tom Hanks.
He's real.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, wrong.
Oh,
Forrest.
Oh my gosh.
Yo, this weird new where you're from.
New York.
I'll smash you if you come into my hood.
Brooklyn.
Time's up.
Close.
Queens.
Time's up. No.
The Bronx.
Bronx, where J-Lo's from, right?
How many did you get?
So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
This is a great game.
See?
Okay, we gotta have it a go, and I'll flip it, and I won't be the only one doing it.
Let's get someone on the phone to do it. That'll be good.
How?
They can't see.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz. Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Earn up to 40,000 Skywards miles per month and get 1+1 Skywards Silver Tier membership and a chance to fast track to gold. T's and C's apply.
Oh, yeah. Who we got? We got Nassib with us. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Hi. How are you guys?
I'm doing all right, mate. You ready to win some money?
I am very much so.
Let's go. What do you do, man?
I'm an engineer. I work in construction.
Okay. How long have you been doing that for?
About 3 years now.
How is getting being an engineer? Is that something that you wanted to do, or the parents were like, hey, let's get you to be an engineer?
Honestly, during my high school, it was like engineer, doctor, this was the mainstream one.
Yeah.
Mm. And at that time, I didn't really even look into other fields. So engineer and just followed the path now. But it's interesting now.
You enjoying it?
Actually, yes, surprisingly.
Good on you, mate. Do you have to spend a lot of time out on the site, on the building site, or are you more indoors?
No, I'm more outdoors, actually.
Okay.
Outdoors.
Man, you sound like 17 years old. You sound like you could still be studying at school.
No, actually, it's just my voice.
Good on you, man. No, it's good voice. I like that voice.
Thank you.
Maybe give up engineering and just get on the radio.
That sounds amazing, but it won't go for long. My voice cracks after a while.
Oh!
But in 4 years' time, it's going to be like, hi, I'm Naseeb.
Naseeb. I love your name, by the way.
Why are we giving Naseeb so many good compliments now?
Because Naseeb is such a cool name. Naseeb means destiny
in Hindi.
So it's such a beautiful name.
So you're telling me it's called Naseeb Child?
Destiny's Child, yes.
Is that what it would be called?
Naseeb's Child.
Hey, Destiny's Child. There we go.
Maybe Naseeb ke bache. That's what it is. Huh. Destiny's Child is Naseeb ke bache.
Naseeb ke bache. That's the latest from Naseeb ke bache.
In a few years.
So good.
I reckon it's your Naseeb to win the cash today.
It's your destiny to win the cash. Good on you. Well, let's go. 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know the answer, pass it. We have enough time. We will come back to it. Welcome to the Chris Faye Show's 10,000 Euro Pop Quiz here with Rack Bank. Your 60 seconds. Naseeb begins right now. What year was the first Dubai World Cup held in?
Pass.
True or false, Harry Styles is a member of 5 Seconds of Summer?
False.
Joey and Chandler were characters on what famous TV show?
Friends.
What boy band sang the 2021 song Dynamite?
BTS.
Beyonce was part of which girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Finish the name of the song by 5 Seconds of Summer. She looks so...
Pass.
True or false, Heath Ledger won an Oscar for The Dark Knight?
True.
What is the capital of Sweden?
Ooh. Pass.
Who sings the songs Bad Romance and Paparazzi?
Lady Gaga.
Andre Agassi is associated with which sports?
Pass.
What year was the first Dubai World Cup held in?
2020.
Finish the name of the song by 5 Seconds of Summer. She looks so...
What?
You said hot, nearly. It was perfect. You've got 600 dirhams this morning. Congratulations.
Wow, thank you so much. Man, you guys are great. You make the morning drive so much better.
Thank you, my man. God bless you for saying that. What year was the first Dubai World Cup? And it was 1996, Naseeb. She Looks So Perfect is the 5 Seconds of Summer song. Sweden is Stockholm. And Andre Agassi, one of the greatest tennis players of all time. That would have got you the 10,000 dirhams cash. Go enjoy 600, though, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, mate. My friend Nora just messaged me saying that Naseeb in Arabic also means destiny. I never knew that. Arabic and Hindi sharing some same words together, right?
Yep.
It's Virgin Radio 104.4. You're live on the Chris Faye Show, 7:15.
Even Spanish.
What do you mean?
There's some words in Spanish that are like sound similar in Arabic.
What?
Like azúcar.
What's that?
Azúcar is sugar in Spanish and sugar in Arabic.
Yes.
Azúcar.
What do you guys say? What is in
Spanish.
Hindi? No, in Hindi, what do you say?
Genie.
What do you say?
Genie.
Genie. Genie is sugar.
Yeah.
Our language is interesting.
Yeah. Or the word for table in Spanish is mesa.
Yeah.
In Swahili is meza.
Oh.
Yeah.
Meza. And in Turkish, it's masa.
In Turkish, it's masa.
Masa.
Yeah. I mean, languages, when you think about it.
Yeah.
We've just made them up. We've just made them up.
It's so
We've
true.
Just created languages. And because everyone uses it in that area, everyone has to learn it, right? And then...
We borrow from each other.
Yeah, it's very... I mean, when you just think about that, like a language.
Yeah.
Like English. We are saying things, but other people don't understand what we're saying, and vice versa, depending on where you go around the world.
Yeah.
It's sounds that we make with our vocal cords.
Yeah.
Using our mouth.
And someone has put a definition to that sound.
Because before, back in the day, the cavemen, right? No, I'm being serious.
They were grunts.
They were like, like that's how language would have begun.
Yeah.
Communicating like, because there's no words. But for them, that was a language.
What did that mean, though, when you were doing that noise? What were you trying to tell us?
Hungry. Hungry.
Hitting my stomach. But like that's how it develops. Like, hungry. And then every time they knew that they said that word, hungry, meant that they were
hungry.
They wanted food.
Something.
Right? But were there cavemen in like India doing their, they'll do it. How do you say hungry in Hindi?
Bhook lagi hai.
So they were like, bhook lagi. Like, you know what I mean? And then the languages develop. It's interesting. I love life. I think life is really interesting. And we only know like 0.1% of everything. We don't know. We think we know everything. We know nothing.
We're dumb.
We don't know anything.
But Chris, WhatsApp and Facebook told me I know everything.
Facebook, yes. You know, the cavemen back in the day, you know, Facebook. Must post. Pretty, you sent me some audio yesterday on a WhatsApp, and I was really, really touched by it.
It made me emotional as well. Got this amazing email from Marguerite.
Mm-hmm.
Said, hi there. Here's an audio of the last passenger announcement before my husband, Captain Beck's very last landing in Dubai. He has had a 45-year career as a pilot, which is amazing.
45 years as a pilot. That is absolutely tremendous.
Amazing. So then she goes on to say, he mentioned Chris Fade, and he loves him because of bringing the kids in a good mood on the daily school runs. We are living here in Dubai for 14 years. Every single morning when bringing the kids to school, the kids want to start the day with Chris Fade. My daughter, Felicia, always says that one day she wants to be a person as famous and as positive as her local idol, Chris Fade.
Aww.
She's his biggest fan. She said, my husband is more of a fan of classical music, but I discovered that also when we're going somewhere together, it's always Virgin on the radio because of the positive vibes you guys are bringing over.
I love that. And Pretty sent me this yesterday, and I was just at home with the kids, and I was on WhatsApp, and I read that, and I was like, man, that made me feel happy, you know? And I think we got to make other people feel happy. I think if we went around in life just making people happy, everyone would be happier. Like, if that's what our role, if each one of us as humans living on this earth, our role was just to make that person happy or someone happy every day, that pass-on effect would be so, so cool. I felt honored. And then I saw the footage of Captain.
Yeah, Captain Beck actually doing this. Now, this is a part of his final announcement after 45 years as a pilot. He, of course, thanked the passengers, the crew, his family.
Yeah.
And he thanked you.
He's flying into L.A. here, wasn't he?
Flying into Dubai from L.A.
From L.A. Have a look. This is Captain here.
Thank you also, Emirates, for all the support in my new Emirates Best Airline in the world. And I'm happy I had the opportunity to live and raise my family and my kids in Dubai in a very safe and respectful society. As a family, we love Dubai, and I even start to love Chris Fade in the morning for bringing my kids in a good mood on the daily school run. Take care. A goodbye. Captain Beck signing off for the last time.
Aww.
We have Captain Etienne with us right now on the phone. Captain, hi.
Good morning,
Captain. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fantastic, Chris. Thanks very much for having me on your show. And like I already announced in my little speech to the passengers I was carrying and also to my crew, we came to love your show, and especially because you are sending these positive vibes on the radio.
Right.
And I thank you for that. I really thank you guys for that.
Thank you, mate. Captain, honestly, firstly, thank you for hearing my name being mentioned by a captain of your caliber as well, by the way. 45 years, that's just tremendous. Made me feel really, really good. And I just want to say thank you so much. And thank you for choosing us here on the Chris Fade Show in the morning to do the school drop-off. And Felicia, your daughter, hopefully she does become so super famous like she wants to be. I just want to say 45 years. Well done, well done. How does it feel now? I mean, you've hung it all up. How does it feel?
Well, actually, I've been active in aviation for 50 years. Oh. However, it is, the first 5 years were sort of, I was flying glider planes. That's how I started off when I was 14. And then when I was 20, I started my professional flying career.
That's
It's been a very long journey, and I've seen the world. However, I started off flying in the Air Force in fighter planes, after doing that for about 9 years, I switched to civil aviation. And immediately, I started off on the big jets. I was hired as a first officer on the DC-10, which is quite a large airplane, in the old days with a flight engineer. And we cruised around the world with the DC-10. Now, later changed to Boeing and ended up with Emirates on the 777.
That's amazing, Captain. Honestly, it's tremendous. Again, we just want to say thank you for listening to us in the morning. Thank you for that little shout-out that you did on your final landing. And we want to congratulate you as well for 50 amazing years, all right? 50 amazing years.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fantastic, and I loved every bit of it. And I think in my total career of 45 years professional flying, I never went to my job, with a feeling like I don't want to go. Never. Maybe twice, which is, I think, acceptable.
Yes, 100%. I mean, that's so true, Captain. You've had such a remarkable career in what you've done. And I think when you find the job that you love and that you, and you know, it doesn't become about the money most of the time. It becomes because you just love it.
The passion.
And that passion's so important, right?
Yeah. It is, and if you love what you're doing, you tend to you got a better chance in life to live a happy life, and I think I've done that. I've been truly happy in my job, in my life, in my love with my wife, my children. It's been a very good ride so far. And happy to also say that in the 45 years of professional flying, I never crashed an aircraft.
Yeah, so. Good.
Wow.
All good.
Yeah, good on you. I didn't want to ask that question. You know, my favorite show, Captain, is Air Crash Investigations. I watch it all the time. Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah, do you? It makes me more nervous, though, to fly. So I didn't want to ask any of those questions. But I'm glad that you had a great track record.
Yes.
In the 45 years that I've been flying professionally, I've never had an engine failure.
Wow.
Never. So, I mean, this is a very good safety record, I think. And, it is tops for the aircraft designer and producers that the reliability of modern aircraft is such as it is right now. It is super fantastic, I would say. So true.
Well, Captain, we know it's your birthday tomorrow, so happy birthday. Please say hello to the family, the kids. God bless you. And again, I just want to say thank you so much for mentioning my little name there on your last sort of landing. That was a very special moment for me as well, so thank you so much.
You guys play a big role in our daily life as well.
Prudy's crying.
Oh, that just...
Why did you cry just then? You didn't cry until the end. You're thinking about your dad, aren't you?
I was thinking about my dad, but I was just thinking about, 45 years doing something that you love.
Yeah.
That is really hard to come by these days.
So
that's
hard,
not easy. And to hear the passion, I was speaking to Captain Beck's wife, Marguerite, yesterday. And just to hear the passion that they have and the love that they have for each other. They're so proud of him.
Yeah.
And I watched the videos and of the crew, applauding for him
as he comes up.
It's such a special thing. I think we really need to take a moment and cherish where you are in your life, the career that you've built, and be proud of it. You know, we get caught up in this, what's next? What's this? What's that?
Yeah.
No. If you're in your job right now or your career, wherever you are, and you're passionate about it, appreciate it. Because at one time, like Captain Beck, one time down the line, we're going to have to say goodbye to that career.
Yeah, you know, you're so true. And as Pretty has a tear coming out of her eye. That's very emotional. But I agree. I think, Rossi, you sent something on our WhatsApp group, our little WhatsApp group yesterday. And it was like of a video of us from like 6 years ago. Us doing something. Yeah. I don't know. We're doing something stupid,
your birthday.
And I just said to, I replied back to the guys, man, we've just done so much. And I don't think, and it can relate to what you're doing. No matter what you do for work, we just live every single day. We let it go. We don't ever have that time to ponder and just go, wow, look what I've achieved. So as you're on the way to work or you're on the way doing that school run, if you're a parent, if you're single or whatever it is that you're doing, just appreciate you and what you have achieved. Because we don't do that. We don't do that enough. We just keep going day after day. But like Pretty said, I agree with you. We have to appreciate it. Because in 40 years' time, when we're all a lot older, you're going to look back at all these moments and just think, man, I did not take that time to appreciate it. So well done. Thank you, Captain Etienne Beck, that is, who, I don't know, did that and sort of got us all emotional this morning. I think it's important. Well done, Pretty. All right, traffic. Are you all right?
Yes.
The tears are gone. You're okay to do the traffic?
I'm okay to do the traffic.
Okay, here we go.
Although, if you're on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, the tears may be there right now. There's a 25-minute delay, 30-minute delay on E11 right now as you're heading into Dubai from Sharjah as well. Got delays on Hesse Street as you go from JVC towards D72.
I think you're very emotional about it because your father is cabin crew.
Yeah.
And he has been flying for how many years has your father been flying for?
Just about 2 weeks ago, he celebrated 20 years with Delta.
20 years with Delta in the States. And you said to me, he's now pretty on that last flight that he does.
Yes.
You want to make sure that you're on that flight.
Sure. Yeah,
we'll make sure that happens. Yeah,
we should all do it.
We're all going.
Come on, Delta.
Where's it going? To the Bahamas? Yeah,
yes.
We're all going.
Radio. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, Pretty, what have you got for us?
Let's talk Liam Payne. He is officially a single man. He's ended his 10-month engagement with Maya Henry. He revealed the news in a podcast interview called The Diary of a CEO, and he actually made the admission that it was his fault. Have a listen.
Hold on, really?
Yeah. He said that it was his fault
that
it all happened.
I don't have that audio there, Fritz. Sorry.
Is it gone?
Yeah, it's gone.
But it was there.
Yeah, it was me. I got rid of it accidentally because I had
a... It's really good audio.
Where you had the audio, I have this now.
So it's in callers.
It's next to it.
It's in callers.
It's next to it.
Who?
Liam.
Oh, now I got it.
You're single.
Yeah. I feel like more than anything at this point, I'm more disappointed in myself for the keep on hurting people. That annoys me. I've just not been very good at relationships. And I know what my pattern of things is with relationships, I feel, at this point. I'm just not very good at them, so I just need to, work on myself before I put myself onto somebody else. And I feel that's where I got to in my last relationship. I just wasn't given a very good version of me anymore that I didn't appreciate and I didn't like being. And I can honestly say that I feel better out of it. I didn't feel good for doing what I did, but it had to happen.
He said that he's been sober for a month now and he really needs therapy in his life. He said the manager of One Direction had to go to therapy for managing One Direction.
Oh my gosh.
So you can only imagine what we as individuals have gone through in our lives. So good on him for at least admitting to the fact that he needs to work on himself.
Good on him, mature. I mean, man, alcohol is just so bad. It's the downfall that it has brought to so many celebrities. If I ever became that rich and famous person, like these Hollywood actors, I would probably have someone around me or something, just because it happens to so many.
Yeah.
It happens to so many celebrities that they go down this spiral of alcohol and drugs.
It was Ed Sheeran. He also recently, I think, went sober. He's cut out a lot of the bad habits.
Was Ed Sheeran also getting on it?
He wasn't addicted. He just realized it was a bad habit after he became a father. Justin Bieber.
They all, there must be this common thing that happens, which I don't know what it is. Is it because they have everything that they want, and or is it because they're on a high of life and then it comes crashing down when...
Maybe it's too much fame too young, and that's, if you look at it. So anyway...
As a responsibility, I think there needs to be some sort of agency that if you become rich and famous, you go to. And they will look after you in this process.
Yeah.
So you don't, unfortunately, end up like Britney Spears is right now.
Gosh.
You know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad Liam came out and said it in a mature way.
Exactly.
Good on him.
And finally, Kim Kardashian, she has been caught out in an epic Photoshop fail. Let's not be so naive. We all know a lot of people use Photoshop.
Yep.
Not just celebrities.
Oh, everyone's. I mean, everyone on Instagram, you face tune it, you smooth your face. I've done it before. I've smoothed the face out. You know?
So, this was for a Skims campaign. She's running her finger by her hip.
Okay.
Okay. All of a sudden, her index finger turns to the size of an arm, like it morphs. And somehow this passed through the gates and stuff. Mm. And they said this is okay to release as a campaign. But it clearly shows that they made her look skinnier than she is.
A video.
Yes.
Oh, wow. They're doing this on videos now. That's next level.
So her finger morphs and then it's normal again. So there, you could see where they kind of made her look skinnier.
Uh-oh. I mean, why?
I mean, she's gorgeous. You don't need to do it. That, Kim.
She's a mother of like four now, right?
Yeah.
She looks absolutely stunning for him. I mean, I know she's had work done and all that, but she's a mother of four. She's doing well.
She's doing all right.
Well done, Kim K. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home.
Oh, this is the Superman music. I got to tell you this story that I just saw.
Okay, tell me.
Go on. Wait for it. Yes. So there is a man in Brazil.
Yeah.
He's actually a comedian, and he wanted to pretend that he was Superman.
Okay.
So he's filming this skit and he's doing something. And the whole skit is about a bus coming towards him and he's going to stop it with his hand. You remember Superman? There's a famous scene.
Yeah.
Where the bus was coming and Superman
picks it up, doesn't he?
He picks it up with one hand and there's people in there and he like brings it down.
Yeah.
Well, he's decided to try to attempt the same thing. Obviously, he's not Superman.
No.
He's been hit.
What do you mean?
The bus hit him and it was horrible footage. Like, he's hurt himself.
What did he think it would? He would wait. Did he actually think he would be able to stop?
We're
the bus
not
with his
sure.
Power?
We're not sure. But Luis Ribeiro de Andrade, 35, was hit by a bus in Brazil. Footage shows it. We've thrown the footage up on our Instagram page. You can go see this. Chris Fade Show
stories.
Yeah, go to the stories. Chris Fade Show, KRIS Fade Show.
Checking.
He's 35 years old. Hit by the bus. Comedian. Luckily, walked away from the accident unscathed, though. Eventually, he was okay.
Mm.
Just his ego was hurt. He was doing a stunt. It went wrong. Don't ever attempt to be a superhero.
Why, if you're doing a stunt, dude, why wouldn't you cheat and tell the bus to stop? Mm.
What, did he, like, misjudge the distance or something?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, huh? Yeah, go check this out. Go on the page and have a look here.
I hope he had clean underpants on.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Why?
Because that's a saying, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, make sure you've got clean on. Well, it is in my house.
Rossi has just given me a sheet of paper here with a joke on it. He says, if you need this, use it.
What is this? What's Rossi reading turn into? What's Chris's reading?
Let's read this joke to get out of this bit here. I think you'll find in the UK we can all stop buses with our hands. You usually have to be at a bus stop, though.
I don't get it.
Oh, that was so good. I just wrote that then.
Thankfully, I didn't use it. Our social media, if you're not following us, Virgin Radio DXB, follow us on social media. Most of the videos that come up, that go up about the show,
our show.
They get edited by a great team. It's usually one person, I think, by the
Shout out, Obi, what's up?
Yeah.
Usually be me, but yeah.
And for some reason, all of the videos always start with Big Rossi. Yes. Big Rossi. It's always Big Rossi
like
in the videos.
It could be a story about Chris and his kids.
Yeah.
But it'll be like, Big Rossi asked Chris about his kids.
Yeah, no. And so I've said to Rossi, have you got the digital guys downstairs just to always make sure that you're in the videos? And now we're doing scenarios where it's like, Big Rossi has witnessed Chris Fade saying he's having another child. Something like that. It's always somehow related to Big Rossi.
Don't be gel. All right, I admit it. I write the captions and so on.
You do. So you do that.
Yeah. And there's one way to solve this problem.
What?
The Chris Fade Show with Big Rossi.
Yeah. My God.
Oh, thanks, Rossi. I appreciate it.
If you follow Virgin Radio DXB. Virgin Radio DXB, if you're not following us on the gram, and you know, let's see, we can witness a little bit more of that.
Don't look, everyone's going to look at that now.
British Moo, Big Rossi brought in some British food for Chris Fade.
That one I have to give it to you. That was you.
Yeah. Where are the others?
Yeah, we go to the other
I think
ones.
They've changed some of them. I think they're on it. But monitor it with us.
Oh. There was one where it was like, Big Rossi isn't.
Are you one of the Chris Fade Show's friends? Big Rossi isn't. I read that one because
he wasn't even involved in that.
I wasn't on the billboard, so yeah. I'm not one of your friends. Where is my billboard? What's happening with that? You promised me one.
I did. I promised you that we'll get you a billboard. I've my fault. I let that slip. I'm speaking to OSN later today, and you know.
I mean, because if you're not going to do it, just say hello.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to do it. We are going to try to get you on that billboard, though. Maybe I'll just have the billboard say, and Big Rossi said. Hold on a second. Rossi.
What?
You're playing us now?
Why? What happened?
Virgin Radio DXB, we're just talking about how Instagram and on social media, everything always starts off with Big Rossi.
Even if it has nothing to do with him.
Yeah. The latest post on Virgin Radio DXB, go and have a look at it right now.
Okay,
and you
on.
Better change it because that's a competition with Etihad.
Oh my, did you... It reads, if you go to the last post on Virgin Radio DXB, no joke, it's a competition with Etihad Airways. It says...
This is a big thing. You don't mess around with it, Rossi.
It says, at Big Rossi Radio loves this competition and you will too.
Stop having... Stop.
You have nothing to do with this.
Everything that goes up on social media.
I'm the caption writer, all right?
Mm.
It's my job. So listen, I can, you know, I can write that.
We need to delete that.
I do love that competition.
Well, it's a great competition.
The Etihad Rail Network. I want to be an ambassador for them.
Change it. Can
you call me the fat controller the other day.
Do not put yourself in that competition. By the way, if you do want to win two tickets anywhere on the Etihad Network, go and check us out right now at Virgin Radio DXB.
What
a
great competition.
There is a competition there. Just change the caption before he gets in trouble. He's labeled that Big Rossi loves this, and so will you. Trying to get followers all the time. Posted this the other day on my Twitter. Actually, it was actually about this exact thing that we're talking about. And it's a picture of an old man on his deathbed. All right, it's a caricature; it's not a real picture. And he's on his deathbed. He only has a few hours to live, and it's got his thoughts. And the thoughts say, "I wish I spent more time arguing online." Not.
He wants to fulfill his dream of being the next Steve Harvey. It's Chris Fade's game show within the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the game show within a show. I'm your host, Chris Fade.
Hi, Chris.
We love you.
We love you.
Let's welcome our contestants here playing along today. We have Pretty Mullick from New York.
Hello. I love taking long walks down the street to go and find an ice cream truck.
Thank you very much. Contestant number two, Nala, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Nala. I'm 23. I always lose and I love eating.
All right. And contestant number three here, Ross Burrell.
Hi, my name's Ross Burrell and I like to sit in a bath full of Fade Fit snacks.
What?
Thank you, Ross Burrell. All right, guys, we're playing a game show. The game show is called...
One Hit Wonders.
Ooh.
You have to try to identify who is the artist and the song title. These are One Hit Wonders. These are guys who have come, done a song, and we were never really heard of them again.
This is going to be, I think, extremely difficult because we may know the song, but do we know the artist?
All right. Yeah. Do we buzz in?
No, yeah. We write it
all
down.
All right, we can write it down. Then.
Write it down, okay.
Everyone's going to write their answer down. Are we ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Wherever you're listening to this, be it in the car, podcasting, or whatever, you can play along.
Before we start, though,
what's
your game show name again? Like, what's your name? Because you can't just be Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
I think you should have, like, a game show name.
Well, you're killing the vibe
it
here.
It can be Chris Fade.
Killing the vibe.
You got to all say my name at the same time in a nice way. 3, 2, 1.
Chris Fade.
Oh, that sounded good. I like that.
Calm down.
Right. Here we go. One Hit Wonders. Song number one.
And when I'm putting working on a weekend.
Oh, I love this song.
I look back on this and think. How we at the club going up.
You don't know this song?
On a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday. Club going up.
Oh man.
Artist. On a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut, she Tuesday.
That's all you get.
Can we at least get half a point since it's One Hit Wonders just for the name?
No.
God,
so you write that down. If you don't have it, you got 5 seconds here. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
Okay. All right.
Naming it.
I just know the name.
Hold your piece of paper up.
Tuesday.
I wrote Tuesday.
Tuesday Mac. By Mac.
Yeah, it's something Mac, isn't it? I put Tuesday by Meek Mill.
No, all of you incorrect. You're very close, though.
It begins
though.
With M.
It's Tuesday by I Love Mackinnon.
See, Mac, I knew there was a Mac. Yes.
Here we go. 0 points for all. Let's go to One Hit Wonders, song number two. Song, title, and artist, please.
Who is the artist?
5 seconds. There you go. Need title and artist, please. Hold up your pieces of paper. Thank you very much, Pretty. What have you Pretty got?
I got Pumped Up Kicks, Something People.
Yep.
Foster the People.
Foster the People.
Rossi. Rossi cheated.
I was going to write Foster
Rossi,
the People.
No, yes. 1 point for Nala, none for the others.
Well, you don't get half a point.
It was Pumped Up Kicks, Foster the People. Great song, fantastic song. Song number three for One Hit Wonders.
Are we going to go like older? Because these are too new. I want to kiss you like Prince. Let's get it on. What? Like Hathaway. Write a song for you like this. You're over my head. I'm out of my mind. Thinking I was cool.
Classic. Time's up. Write your own, please. Thank
it's
you very
not
much.
Him.
Guys, you're taking way too long.
These
Get to
are
it.
The worst. These are horrible songs.
I don't know if I wrote this correctly.
All right, bro. What have you got? Classic.
I don't know.
No, what did you
got? Classic Mikto was his name? Something like that?
And
I put 303.
No.
Nala gets it again. It is MKTO Classic. Well done. Oh.
I know that because I used to say his name
these are
incorrect.
All Gen Z old songs.
All right, here we go. Back to it.
Who's the artist?
One hit wonder.
Who's the artist?
Yes. Really?
No.
Yeah, don't give a clue.
All right, okay.
I have no idea.
Pretty, you got four.
Wait.
Three.
Guys,
two.
I can't.
One.
Return of the Mac.
Pretty, right. Return of the Mac. The artist is.
I can't.
Don't have one. Nala.
Mark Morrison.
It is Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison.
Correct.
That puts Nala on two, Rossi on one.
Zero.
For Pretty Molly.
Oh, Pretty.
I'm glad with artist names. Okay, yeah. Go.
Only a few more to go here, guys. Only a few more, and we'll let this go. Here we go.
Oh, yes. Yes. Nice one.
That's the final. Who is it by?
Yes.
Who is it by? That's the problem.
I've got it.
One hit wonder. Who are they?
I've got it.
Bauer.
Bauer, yes. Harlem Shake. Rossi gets one.
I wrote both. You.
Nope.
I wrote Harlem Shake only.
All right. So, Pretty, you are sitting on zero. Nala and Rossi are tied, which means, Pretty, you are eliminated.
This is
the decider.
This is the first time I'm ever in the decider thing.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Good job, Nala.
But I'm going to lose.
Don't get excited.
Rossi, please lose for me.
No.
Okay. Here we go. Last song. Good luck, guys. Last song.
Go.
One Hit Wonders. Artist and title. This is an advantage to the 23-year-old.
Yes.
Not the 58-year-old with Rossi.
Stop it. I know, I got it. Wait. Got it.
Rossi.
No, I'm not looking at anyone. I know who it is.
Okay.
For our generation.
Yeah. Okay.
Nala?
Is it Panda by Designer?
It is Panda,
is it Panda by the Designer.
Rossi got it. Wow, he's still in there.
Yes, Rossi.
Well done.
Three all. Okay.
I got excited for a second.
I've got one more then for the Designer, okay?
He's trying to find one now, look.
Here we go. You ready?
Okay, come on, Rossi.
Oh my God.
Come on, Rossi.
My heart is racing.
Good luck. Good luck. Here we go.
Yes! I don't know the artist!
Oh, this one is better for Rossi.
Yes.
It's an older song.
Come on, Rossi.
Anyone over the age of 55 will know it. Rossi,
I know the name,
in
not
that
the
category.
Artist. Rossi, please tell me you don't know the artist.
Nala.
I know that it's
Hold
Macarena,
it up.
But I don't know who the artist is.
Macarena by who?
I don't know.
Rossi?
Ross Del Rio.
Yes!
It means Rossi has won it. Yes! There it is. What he wonders.
Everyone has to do the Macarena now.
All right, here we go. Virgin Radio, a little bit of the Macarena. Here we go.
Wait for it.
They all want me. They're going to have me. So they One of the newsreader just walked by the studio and said they've lost it.
Good morning.
Good morning. You want to talk about something, right?
I wanted to bring it up on the show. I think it's really, really important. I had a over the last maybe the week. It was on a Saturday, last Saturday. I experienced two things which I have experienced before, but having it twice happen on the Saturday was just thought of me going, all right, hold on a second. This has got to stop. We can't be like this as humans. I was at the mall with my girls, with my daughters, and we had a guy just randomly came up. He knew who I was. He looked me up and down. And I'm just there with the girls. He looked me up and down and he said, I expected you to be fitter.
Ouch.
And I went,
right.
I said, sorry? I didn't hear it. Like, as in, I thought I didn't hear it. I said, sorry? He goes, expected you to be fitter.
Why was this person talking to you in the first place? Like,
there was no reason. He was just walking by me. I wasn't there. We weren't doing anything. We were just there.
So he was just walking past and he said that?
Yep.
It wasn't as though you'd like had a conversation with him?
No, nothing. Wow. I was just standing there and he just comes up and he goes, I expected you to be fitter. And I went, and then when I heard it the second time, I said, did you really just tell me that to my face right now? That's what you wanted to have that conversation. That's what you wanted. And then he was like, oh, no, like, and he was trying to like now
back out of it.
Back out of it. I said, mate, on your way. I don't usually say that. Like, I wouldn't say that to anyone, like, on your way. But in my head, I was like, shh.
You don't want to have that conversation.
I was like, man, that just put me in a mood, right? And then later that afternoon, I was on my Instagram Live. And I was having a chat to the couple hundred people that jump on live when I'm on there. And then someone put up a comment saying, I actually put it on my Instagram as a feed. I made this a post because I just felt like it's got to stop. It said, go to the gym, burn some fat, you need it. Put the phone down. Oh. That was one of the comments that came up. And I thought to myself, wow, when have we become such nasty people just to be able to go up to people and say that?
I'd love to see what these people look like. I'm sure they're perfect in every way.
Yeah, like now I am, yes, known, and some say, Chris, this is the life that you've chosen to be in the media, that people know you. Great.
Yeah.
Body shaming someone is horrible. And I'm a grown man. Does it affect me? I'm not going to say it doesn't affect me. But it's not like I'm a teenager who may be getting body shamed. Or a very overweight person that lives with it every day. I was overweight. I was 128 kilos at one stage. I was obese.
Yeah.
And I would always get people mention my weight, you know. And I think growing up, especially at a younger age, and I look to my daughters right now, and my daughters have two totally different body types.
Yeah.
Right? I've got Nushi, who's really like skinny and lean, athletic. Yeah. Kiki, who's just strong. Curvy.
Yeah.
And I already know how their bodies are going to grow.
Yeah.
They're going to grow differently.
Yep.
But I even had Kiki recently say, oh, no, I don't want to wear that. I'm going to be fat in it. I look fat in it. And I went, man, you're 9 years old.
Shouldn't even know what that means.
You were 9 years old. So I said to them, and I sat them down, I said, girls, your body's your body. You know, as long as you are healthy and you're eating the right things and you're remaining healthy, doing some exercise, it is what it is. You both have different body types. Nushi's complaining that she's too skinny. My other daughter telling me I'm too skinny. I'm like, babes, that's how your bodies are.
Yeah.
Like, daddy, look at daddy's body. No matter how much daddy trains and how he eats, I'm also going to hold that extra weight. Unless I wanted to be like extreme like I was 7 years ago when I was, you know, meal planning it and watching those calories. But now I live a life of just being happy and healthy. I consume good food. Healthy food. I go to the gym 5 days a week. But yeah, I'll always carry a little bit of weight around my stomach.
But that's fine.
But that's how I am. But body shaming someone is just not right. And to those two individuals, I'm sure they've done it to other people, possibly, if they feel like it is okay. But getting onto someone's social media account and just saying something about their appearance is wrong. And I think we all have to make sure, as if we have kids or the younger ones, especially like daughters my age, what you say to someone at the age of 10,
stays with you.
It will stay with you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I still recall when I was younger, someone told me something about my weight.
Same, yeah.
And I remember that, and it sat with me till now.
Yeah. And that's
you, Rossi?
Someone said to me, in the changing rooms when we were getting ready for PE, look at your hips. Because I had a lot of weight. I still do. You know,
we're big boys.
My hips.
Yeah, love handles.
Yeah, stand out a lot. Yeah. So it's stuck in my head ever since. You know what I mean?
And those things do. So I'm putting a call out to anyone, and I know most of us are listening to this, would totally agree, but there are some that think talking about someone's weight or size is okay. It's not. It's not.
Maybe, I don't know, like some people think it's okay for some reason.
I understand. Yeah, they do believe, but they don't go home with it. Were you affected? Were you body shamed at any time and it stuck with you? I'd love to hear from you. I want to bring this up on the open. 04-871-5544. Give me a call. 04-871-5544. Body shaming. Have you been body shamed? Is enough enough? I believe it is. Social media now, we are so quick to put on comments. And you look at the likes of Kim Kardashian just getting caught recently photoshopping a video. Yeah. She probably feels like if she doesn't get it photoshopped and she puts it up, people are going to then talk about her. Look how fat she is. Oh my gosh, look at the cellulite. Like,
it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So I put a shirtless picture up of myself and said, this is me. It's my dad bod. And I'm happy with it, and I'm proud of it.
As long as you're, as you said, as long as you're healthy,
yep.
You're eating right, you exercise 5 to 6 times a week.
100%.
You're living a healthy, sustainable lifestyle.
And you can't judge someone on how they look. There are many men and women who are looking absolutely like the fittest humans in the world. They could be taking illegal supplements. They could be doing we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that all are, but there's a lot. And these people are now on Instagram showing you how you should look.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These guys, a lot of them are not natural. And I think we need to all understand that. Mm-hmm. Body shaming, it's a big, fat no.
Mm-hmm.
Ragini, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? Good morning, all of you.
Good morning to you. So we're talking body shaming. You were body shamed at one stage?
Oh, yeah. When I was I was about 10, 11, some aunt who used to come and she's like, oh, you've put on weight. And, you know, that comment has stayed with me till now. Like, I'm 36 and it still stayed with me. I'm a mother of two. And even now, I'm holding on to my proposed pregnancy weight. And people are after me. And I'm like, I'll do it in my time. You know, there's much more that I'm dealing with. Can, like, weight not be the issue? And they're saying it out of concern, but it is such a prime topic of discussion that it takes up so much of my mental and emotional energy, which is not required. You know, I wish I could use it somewhere else. I mean, now I'm realizing.
Yeah, I mean, as we get older, I think we realize a little bit more. But that auntie of yours, you were 10 years old, and here you are, 25 years later, and it still sits with you. And that is why body shaming is so wrong on so many ways. You know, you got to really, really watch out. Now, Vinny, you've also been body shamed.
Yes, very much. And I've been body shamed because I'm skinny, and I'm like 30 years old, and I'm still being teased about being skinny. And it is so wrong. Like, it affects us in such ways. Like, I'm so conscious going into crowd, or even when I go shopping, I just cannot figure out what to get, because every time it just hits in my head that, you know, I'm skinny. Maybe it'll not look good. Maybe my friend will tease me. Like, anywhere I go, if it's my family or my friends, or it's just everywhere, and it still affects me. I'm 30 and I'm still so upset about this whole thing. I do try to go to the gym and, you know, just try to get fit, but that is I can't do much because my body isn't.
Yeah, your body is born skinny. What we got to understand, there's different body types, right?
Yeah.
So no matter what you do, sometimes it doesn't change. I mean, you are probably fit. Don't say the word fit is a big claim, right? And what I promote with the word fit, it's not about just looking like you're healthy.
It's not the six pack.
It's the heart health. It's how your body organs are functioning. It's your mental health.
Yeah.
That's what fit is. So when that gentleman came up to me in the morning and said, I thought you'd be fitter. Well, mate, I am.
Yeah.
Touch wood. My organs, my insides are great.
Yeah.
My mental health where I'm at right now is fantastic.
Yeah.
I am fit. The definition for you being fit is six packs with big muscles. And we've got to change that. Vinny, keep doing you. Keep doing you. Rashika, body shaming. You went through it?
Yes, I have. So I had a baby 6 months ago.
Yep.
And I recently just went into a shop to... I've started work, so I wanted to look for clothes. And a lady, somebody who works at the shop actually said, oh, I don't think we do your size.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You walked into the shop and the lady said, sorry, we do your size.
She said, we don't do... She kind of just looked at me up and down and said, we don't do your size. And honestly, somebody who's going through a little bit of postnatal depression, I had tears in my eyes and I left and I thought, I can't believe somebody's done that. Because I've had weight problems most of my life. And so for somebody to say that little thing, it affected me. I thought that was a really horrible thing.
It sits with you. Rashika, it sits with you. I know. I hate when that happens. Me, for example, people know and see me and they know who I am. So if I do put on a couple of kilos, and that happens, Rashika, it can happen to all of us. We put on weight. Yeah. You know, we're not always going to be able to go to the gym every day and watch what we eat. We do have little breakdowns every so often. But when I put on some weight, I'll get told by 100 different people. When you put on some weight. Oh, Chris, you look fatter in that photo. Oh, Chris, did you put on weight? And it's sort of like... I understand the feeling. I understand the feeling, Rashika. Just know that you're amazing. And whatever you're going through, especially with postnatal depression and stuff like that, that stuff is real, right? Yeah. And we don't talk about that enough.
We don't talk about it. But the good thing is, you know, I came home, I spoke to my husband. My husband was like, but you know what? You're a great mom. You're a great person. They don't know that.
Yeah.
And I thought, that just made me feel 10 times better.
You are a great mom.
I think that's the support that everybody needs. That actually, nobody can see inside.
Yeah. Listen, I read something the other day as well. Like, if a person can't change something about themselves in 20 seconds, don't say it.
You're right. That's a great way to think about it.
If a person can't change that thing about them in 20 seconds, don't say it to them. You got a big nose. You're overweight. These things can't be changed.
What good is it going to do for you to say that to someone?
Exactly.
What is the outcome?
What's the
outcome that you're expecting? Is the person going to be like, oh, thank you so much. I didn't realize. I'm so happy you said it.
Yeah, it's like when you got a pimple on your face. Oh, really?
Didn't know.
You didn't know? I woke up with it. Pamela, we've got all the phones are ringing right now. I'm going to have to end this topic. I will bring it back shortly in about 20 minutes. But I just want to get Pamela on. Pamela, your son has been body shamed.
Yeah, and still is, Chris. I will try to keep this really quick, and I just want to let people know how important it is to talk to your kids on how they talk to other kids. Basically, he's been body shamed. He's, as you said, like one of your daughters, he's a strong build.
Yeah.
Maybe with mine a little bit bigger, but nothing. Being called fat, chubby, every single thing. This boy was bubbly, confident, fun-loving, will hardly go outside the door now, hates going to school, every single thing. Our little boy is gone, our fun-loving boy is gone because of this, and I'm just hoping, you know, one day it will stop.
It will stop. I'm telling you, it's going to stop. And I know this is so hard because it's out of your control, Mom. Like, you want to protect your son, and I can hear that you got tears in your voice right now. Is he talking to anyone? Is he able to talk to someone?
The school have been helpful, everything. It stops for a while, it comes back on again. I mean, he will, and I know he will come out of it, and we are trying to, support him the best we can.
Sure.
Get him doing different activities, making other new friends, etc. And it's not, I'm not even talking about this as a bullying thing, I'm just talking about it as a body shaming thing. And how it can affect them, and he's at an age where, you know, I'm hoping it won't stick with him, but then I'm listening to your guest saying, you know, when I was 11, this happened to me, and it's still, you know, in my head and everything. And it's horrible. It's just horrible, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
And, I just want to share it. That's all.
I appreciate you sharing that. I don't know. Maybe I'd love to meet your 11-year-old one day. Have a little chat to him. Maybe just see if I can.
I'd love you too as well. I'd love you too as well, Chris.
All right, we'll make that happen.
All right, take care.
All right, okay. Pam, hold on. Hisana.
Yes?
Tell me what's going on.
Okay, actually, I have been born overweight. I was 4 kg when I was born. So, and till now, I am oversized. But actually, inside me, I want to be fit. You know, you know, this things keep on getting in your mind, like everybody saying you that you need to be fit, you need to have that 36 in that size.
Yep.
Like everybody says you that. And like even in social media or wherever you check, like, you know, every perfect body shape people.
So you've always been told that you're overweight. You just, it's what people tell you. It's just a normal thing now that you've got to put up with.
Yes. Like every time, like even if I eat food, if I take one extra spoon, it goes in my mind that, oh my God, I'm going to get 1 kg extra if I eat one more.
Gosh.
So this keeps on getting in my mind, and I started to lose, I started to skip meals. I usually eat 3 meals a day, but I start use only 2 meals or just 1 meal. Then I started to try all the diets, even keto diet, and which led me to depression, which nobody knows. And so many other diets, which never happened,
It's just a battle. You're on a battle, right? Between food, yourself, your mind, and what people are saying.
Mm. Even I try exercise. But, you know, if you try exercise, you will have that minimum, you know, only minimum weight will go. Like, that extra which will be there in your body.
Hasana, you've just got to get happy with yourself. And what I mean by that is just set yourself a little goal. Like, this is if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Right? This is only if you want to do this. Like, you don't have to go and lose all a bunch of weight. I don't know how you are physically or as in fit or what, but my main thing that I push now is just being healthy. And when I say the word fit, it doesn't mean that you've got to look like you're a bodybuilder or that you look super fit with lines oiling your body and there's no fat. I mean just being mentally fit and having your heart health and your organs and your blood pressure and all that. Like, the stuff that really means it, right? So...
Yeah, now what I do is anyone says, like, you know, you are getting fat, like you are getting more, and I'm like, none of your business. I will deal it with that.
I know. Keep going though. Keep going. Just keep being you. Keep being you though, Hasana. Don't change that, Hussein. You've been body shamed because of your chest.
Yeah, it's my chest is a little bit bigger than normal from childhood, and. I've been pointed at. I have been told stuff. I was even considering surgery 2 years ago, but my wife...
Is that a mastectomy?
To go for that.
Is that called that a mastectomy or something?
Yes, it's actually called, it's called man breast. So
the problem
is that I am an athlete, I'm a footballer. So, you know, like being on the field, I was called names, which is still stuck till now.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I wear like 2 sizes larger so that I can prevent that from people even... pointing, or some people even touched, you know, so that it's like it gets a little bit tough.
Yeah, it's hard, man. And you didn't do it to yourself. This is where you've been born, guys.
It's your body.
This is what's happened. It's the cards we've been dealt. Remember, if you can't change something in 20 seconds, don't tell the person anything about it. It's not like Hussein can all of a sudden, if he's got extra chest, he can just get rid of that. He can't. Brother, if you feel uncomfortable about it, mate, go do that surgery. If you feel it's about you, it's not about them. Remember, it's about you. All right,
yeah,
it's how you feel, mate.
Yeah.
You're a champ. Keep doing it. I appreciate you being so honest with us as well. Man, I got like 10, 15 calls here. I can't go through any more of these. You know,
well done for raising the issue, though, definitely.
Shravista, who is on hold, he's being ashamed for being short, body shamed just for being short. Mufida.
Yes. Hi, Chris. Hi, Pretty. And hi, Ross.
You were shamed by your family. Is that right? Your family, your own family?
My own family. Actually, I have 3 siblings, and it's their main free time talk that they talk about. They are all like kind of thin, so they talk about me, who is a slightly a bit more. For my BMI, I'm correct, but for how it's seen, I seem a little plump. That's it, a little plump. But then it's always called out. I used to starve myself when I was really young and to be thin, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And then...
So, I mean, this is... It's just... I guess I'm going to close it here.
Okay.
All right? But just know that your words can really hurt someone. All right? And it may be a comment on a social media site. It may be a WhatsApp that you send to someone, or it may be in person. Just know that those 5 seconds could last a lifetime for someone else.
100%.
All right? Virgin Radio 104.4, The Chris Fade Show. Wow, what a show today. Well done. From dancing at the Macarena to talking about body shaming to having an Emirates pilot who retired after 45 years.
Thanking you in his final landing announcement. It's just been one of those crazy shows.
Thank you for having us on. Tomorrow we will be back, all right? We will be back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Your pop quiz obviously returning at 7:10. We've got a new game that we're going to try out on you guys as well, all right? Have a great day. We'll catch you then. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts, wear your masks. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.